caring about the little things. This is Dr. Herbert O. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher, caring about the little things. If we were to read the volumes of the great philosophers of all time, we would find that what they were writing about were the little things in their life. They were writing about the everyday happenings that they experienced. Their philosophy was based upon being content in themselves, being content in their world, looking all around them and finding all that is good and beautiful at all times, expecting the finest out of themselves and expecting the finest out of everyone in their world. The great business leaders are the leaders who like themselves, so completely they don't have to pat themselves on the back, they just like themselves. But in this liking of themselves, they create every single person in their world, every single employee, every single person who they deal with in any way in their business or social life, as a person that likes themselves. They create for themselves a wife or a husband who is totally harmonious with themselves. That wife or husband does not need to have a spouse around to make them feel fulfilled. They are fulfilled with themselves. And when the spouse is around, it's just frosting on the cake. It's just something additionally beautiful. Did you know my husband brought me some flowers? Did you know that my husband came home after work last night, and when he came home, he walked into the house, and he came up behind me, and he kissed me on the neck. Do you know that? Did you know that? It's so wonderful. Oh, I felt a tingle go through me like a fire, and I was so gloriously happy. I wasn't sexually aroused. I wasn't any other thing aroused. I just felt good, 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 good. And, you know, I do that to him, too. I love him in those wonderful, unexpected ways. And we share that because we're mutually so happy and content in ourselves. Oh, yes. The leader of any major industry or any person who is the father and mother of a home or the children all feel so happy and content in themselves with the little things that life is just totally worth living in a wonderful, glorious way. The children come in the house and the mother says, "Hi, sweetheart, come here and give me a hug." "But Mom, I got dirty feet and dirty hands." "I don't care. You come and give me a hug. I want a hug just the way you are." "Oh, Mom, you're so wonderful." The child is saying, "Mom, you're placing the values that I think are important in the right place. A hug and a kiss is much more important than getting cleaned up first." And so Mama has to go and wash up too, because her dirty little muffin, ragamuffin, is all full of all schmutz. But she washes up, and she's happy. And she puts the values first. And then another kid comes in the house, and this kid is crying. And the mother says, "Hey, sweetheart, you look so glorious." "But Mom, I'm crying." "Hey," that makes you look even more exciting. "What are you crying about?" "Well," and then the child starts to say what they're crying about, and the mother says, "Well, now I must say, that's a little thing that would bother anybody. But I'm happy to see that now that you've cried, you got it out of your system, and now you can like that person. Now, think of all the good things that person..." "Oh, they didn't do good there." "Oh, yes, they did. Think of it. Now think, can you think of any good thing? Did you do something good for them?" "Yeah, I gave them..." "Well, did they give you anything?" "Well, yeah." "Well, and then pretty soon, because the mother is so content in herself, because she is so happy in herself, she radiates this to her child and her children and her family, and she shows them that the little things, every little tiny thing where you say, "I love you," where you say, "I care," where you say, "I am interested in who you are," those are the things that are the lasting forever things. You know, my mother always used to say to me, "Hey, did you have a good day at school today?" That's the first thing she ever said to me when I'd come in the house after school. And she'd say that to each of the kids with the same sincerity. And then if we say we didn't have a good day or we did have a good day, she'd tell me all about your good day. And if it wasn't a good day, she'd say, well, can you tell me about anything that might have been good today that happened? And she wouldn't let me dwell on the negatives. She wouldn't let me dwell on those things which were passing. She was too caring a mother to let me live in any negative past. Positive? Okay. Caring about the little things is what the philosophers do. Read any philosopher you want. I would not judge any. And you will find that every one of them has as the core of their philosophy the little things in life, the little things that are every moment, every day. We can care about these little things ourselves. We can find the good in them. I tell people, you are mentally shook up. And because you're mentally shook up, you're out of balance. And because you're out of balance, then you have a problem. Judy Garland was a super singer, a super actress, a super person. From 11 years old, she was on stage. And all of her life, she was a very dominant, beautiful, fabulous actor, singer, everything. And a lovely lady, too. So, she would occasionally have bouts with mental anxiety. And she didn't have the right person around to guide her through those things. And so she had to sort of fall back on getting off balance and not being available for a while, having a nervous breakdown, like they call it. Well, now, if I had known Judy Garland, and I did know her from the movies and so forth, but if I had known her personally, and she was a confidant of mine, I would say to her, Judy, every time you get up from a chair, you take your leg and you move your foot back and forth 10 times, and then you lift up the other leg and move it back and forth 10 times. And every time you sit down, and whenever you get up, you do that. Whenever you lay down, and whenever you get up, you do that. Whenever you get to a prone position or sitting position, and then you get up, you put your body in balance. You take charge physiologically of your body and put it in balance. And this helps you to bring the equilibrium to your mental beingness, to your ears, to yourself, and it works. This is what doctors do. They say, now, take a couple of deep breaths and be relaxed and relaxed. Well, that's fine. But you see, when you're concentrating on relaxing, which is just good, then your body is still shaking up. But when you start concentrating on moving your foot to the left and to the right from your knee down, then you are taking your attention away from any anxiety, you're taking your attention away from any imbalance, and the equilibrium of your inner ear is coming along like a gyroscopic top, and it's balancing itself out in perfect harmony once again, not spinning out of order. This works. This is what psychologists, this is what training rehabilitation people use constantly when they want to have people get back in balance after having been out of balance. It's a little thing, just a little thing, and it's seemingly unimportant. And whenever I have people in my presence who are getting all shook up, I say, now, just a minute. Now, you stand up. And if you have to hold on to a chair while you're doing it, okay. But move your foot from left to right as many times as you can. Then the other foot. And by the time they have done that, 3 or 4 to 10 times for each foot, they have forgotten what was their anxiety. Because what was their anxiety, which had turned on their imbalance, is now turned off. And the imbalance is no longer there, the balance is there. And they are harmonious. It's a little thing. It's just a little thing. But my goodness gracious sakes, it is such a wonderful, important, big thing. Oh, I tell people a lot of things. The energy massage where you take your fingertips and just lightly go over your entire body 3 times, just lightly go over it and say, I like me, I like me, I like me, all the way from head to toe, all the way. And do that once or twice a day. I like me, I like me, I like me, to every part of your body. And in no time at all, you will be a relaxed, you will be a dynamic person, you will be a person filled with all the love and all the joy. It's a little thing. But these little things, they make the world go round. These little things. How many times does the earth spin around the sun? It's just a little thing. One, two, three. However many times it spins. How many times does the sun spin around the earth? Well, it depends on your observation. How many times do the planets circle in the planetary system, in our universe? How many times does the cloud float past the sun? You look in the sky in a sort of half cloudy day, and the big old cumulus clouds are floating around there, and they float in front of the sun, then they float out. How many times? How many times does the world jump up and down with an earthquake? And you say, my goodness, oh my goodness, you know. No. That's just all part of the game of life. They're the little things. They're the wonderful little things. And but they are the little things that make a big difference in life. Yes, you and I can be master of the little things very easily. And as we're master of the little things, the big things take care of themselves. Because we are acting as a harmonious person. We are acting as a gentle being. We are acting as a master. We are acting in every beautiful, fantastic way. And as we act in this beautiful, fantastic way, we are then being fantastic. And it all depends on us. What is it that we want to do? Who is it that we are? Where are we going in our life? Where are our values? What's important to us? Well, yeah, you could be all shook up. And the little simple thing of relaxing, being at peace, being in balance, and all is right with the world. When the world is balanced, when I say imbalance or in balance, we sometimes confuse the two. When the world is balanced, then everything is in order. I make my world in balance by keeping myself in balance, by moving my foot from left to right 10 times, and then the other, to do it without holding on to anything. Do it with just balancing. The other day, I am over 25, and I was putting on my pants. And as I put on my pants, I felt just a little unbalanced. And so I'd hold on to a chair to put on my pants. And then I could sit down, put on my pants, and pull them on. And then I thought to myself, hey, this is silly. I do not have to feel unbalanced. So I stood up and I said, I am balanced. And I took my pants and I held the pants in front of me and I lifted up my leg and I put it into one leg, perfectly balanced. I wasn't wiggling, I wasn't hurrying up to catch my foot down in there before I fell over. And then I pulled my pants up and then I stood perfectly balanced, lifting up the other leg and moving it down into my pant leg, perfect balance, and I did not feel at all an unsteadiness at all. I felt a perfect, I told myself this. I said, I am perfect balance, and then I am. Now, isn't that stupid that I would ever allow myself to be out of balance because I thought I was out of balance, because I thought I was a little off my balance, because I'm getting older, I'm over 25 now, and so I'm starting to get unbalanced? No, 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 no. Not at all. It's the little things, the little steps, the little statements, the little recognitions that all is in divine order, all is in balance, and I am in balance now. Join me in that balance. It sometimes takes a little definite effort, a little definite mental attitude and physical attitude, and lo and behold, the balance is there. Have a lovely day, and know that the absolute philosopher says to you, I love you, I love you, I love you. So there too.